Ever notice how the ads that annoy you most are the ones trying hardest to sell? There's a reason for that. When 4 million blog posts, 500 million tweets, and 5 billion Google searches compete for attention every single day, screaming louder isn't the answer. The brands that break through aren't the ones with the biggest megaphones. They're the ones brave enough to stop selling altogether. This counterintuitive truth sits at the heart of what separates forgettable marketing from the kind that transforms businesses. After analyzing insights from 425 CMOs and dissecting what actually works in today's skeptical marketplace, one pattern emerges with startling clarity. The moment you stop trying to convince people and start genuinely serving them, everything changes. But here's the uncomfortable part. Most marketing leaders can't articulate what makes their brand different in 8 words or less, and 70% admit their messaging varies wildly across channels. The path forward requires something most companies find terrifying: the courage to be genuinely, unmistakably different. Trade show floors reveal a sea of blue logos and generic innovation taglines. Sameness born from fear. With CMO tenure averaging just 40 months and boards demanding immediate results, playing it safe feels rational. But safety is the most dangerous strategy of all. JMPB Enterprise proved otherwise by renovating only hallways in co-ops and condos. This narrow focus won them 70% of their bids and premium pricing. They weren't selling construction, they were selling complaint mitigation. While competitors sold renovation services, JMPB solved building managers' real problem: keeping residents happy through dust control, noise reduction, and minimal disruption. Strategic courage requires saying no, not just to bad opportunities, but to good ones that don't fit. Bank of the West divested $1 billion in coal, fracking, and tobacco assets because these conflicted with their bank for a changing world positioning. That organizational transformation accelerated their growth precisely because they drew a line competitors wouldn't. When everyone tries being everything to everyone, the brand standing for something specific becomes magnetic. If you can't explain what you stand for in 8 words or less, you don't know what you stand for. This isn't about taglines. It's about crystallizing your purpose into something everyone can rally behind. Case Paper distilled their brand promise into 3 words: on the case. Those words became the lens for every decision, from employee evaluations to customer service. What started as positioning became organizational DNA. When Carla Pinero Sublett joined National Instruments, she faced 40 years of history but little market awareness. Engineer ambitiously described their customer base, captured their approach, and challenged the organization to raise standards. When COVID-19 hit and customers needed to rapidly pivot manufacturing lines to produce ventilators, those words became a call to action the entire company understood. The best purpose statements are big enough to matter, but narrow enough to own. Words without action are just noise. But the right words, backed by consistent behavior, become the foundation of something genuinely distinctive. The Nike swoosh, golden arches, and bitten apple trigger instant recognition through consistent design. Most B2B brands look identical: same designers, colors, corporate voice. Breaking this pattern requires courage, not budget. When ProsperWorks rebranded as Copper, they chose pink in a sea of blue enterprise software logos. That decision signaled transformation beyond any messaging. Brand voice matters equally. Many B2B companies position themselves as the hero, the solution. The trouble? Your customers are the heroes. You're Merlin, not Arthur. Case Paper adopted the Joker archetype in a serious industry, bringing playfulness to paper distribution. When Xerox wanted to break from its copying association, CMO Tawny Clayton Hine assembled 14 storytellers to share workplace perspectives. This indirect approach, amplifying others' voices rather than shouting about capabilities, generated significant media coverage and repositioned Xerox more effectively than traditional campaigns. Distinctive visual design plus authentic voice creates something competitors can't replicate, not from lacking resources, but from lacking courage to be genuinely different. If your employees don't believe in your brand, your customers never will. Yet, despite 90% of CMOs acknowledging this, two-thirds allow less than a month for internal communications before launching external campaigns, treating marketing as external messaging rather than organizational transformation. When IBM's marketing technology division spun out as Acoustic in 2019, CMO Norman Guadagno partnered immediately with HR, recognizing that building a brand starts on day one with an employee. External campaigns waited until the internal foundation was solid. Deloitte invested $300 million during a recession to build Deloitte University, training 65,000 employees annually in listening, empathy, leadership, and storytelling. Global CMO Diana O'Brien called it the soul of our firm, infrastructure ensuring every client interaction reflects brand values. Smart CMOs survey employees at the start of brand initiatives, signaling leadership values their input while establishing benchmarks. Engaged employees stay longer, work harder, and boost your employer brand. Your employees aren't just delivering your brand promise, they are your brand promise. After engaging employees, cultivate customer champions. Deepen relationships with current customers rather than chasing new ones. B2B transactions require reference checks, and loyal customers sustain you during downturns. Customer advisory boards of 10 to 20 engaged customers provide invaluable feedback while creating advocates. Understand their motivations, product input, recognition, peer networking, or compensation. Pre-pandemic, B2B brands built communities through conferences. Tableau's annual event grew from 200 to 13,000 attendees over 10 years. Salesforce's Dreamforce attracted 171,000 in 2019. These weren't sales events. They were genuine value exchanges where customers learned, connected, and became advocates. When COVID-19 eliminated physical gatherings, smart marketers adapted. Skillsoft's virtual conference attracted 41,000 registrants. Virtual micro-events emerged, intimate gatherings of 10 to 12 executives with minimal product messaging, letting customers sell to each other. Generate case studies by building testimonial rights into contracts, developing visible case history programs, establishing customer awards, and assigning executive sponsors. American Express's Small Business Saturday exemplifies this. Conceived in 6 weeks in 2010, generating $143 billion over 11 years. When you make customers successful, they make you successful. In a world where everyone shouts, brands that whisper with purpose cut through. Marketing isn't interrupting people. It's serving them so well, they seek you out, trust you implicitly, and tell others unprompted. The path forward requires courage, saying no to misaligned opportunities, looking different when others play safe, investing in employees before chasing customers, and measuring what matters rather than what's easy. When you combine purpose-driven positioning with distinctive design, engaged employees, cultivated customers, and genuine service, your marketing becomes the natural expression of who you are. The question isn't whether you have the budget, it's whether you have the courage. In a marketplace drowning in sameness, being forgettable is the only unforgivable sin. Your customers don't need another vendor. They need a partner who genuinely understands their challenges and serves without agenda. Be that partner. Stand for something specific. Make it real through action. The revolution won't be televised. It'll be lived. One genuine interaction at a time.